Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Hi, I'm Shadow Stevens. On this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories, WGN sister station Antenna TV spoke with Leslie Easterbrook. Listen as we chat with Leslie about Police Academy and more. Take a listen to this episode of Antenna TV's Nostalgia Stories. How much fun was it to work on Police Academy?
That was the best experience I ever had, was making that movie. We were in Toronto. Outside of Toronto, there was an insane asylum that had been used for many years on an island. So we took it over and turned it into the Police Academy.
Everybody was cast so perfectly for their characters, but yet everybody was fun, and we were all excited, and the script was funny, and Hugh Wilson, bless his soul, as the director, we'd go out to work, and we'd get called, and he'd say, well, I'm doing this scene now. Go down over there. I'm going to shoot it over there. Go block it. Go set it up. Being able to do a bit of improv and being called upon to, like, figure things out actually let us participate in the creative process. He would come over and go, show it to me. We would do the scene, and, of course, they were funny scenes. We were able to find the humor and the sort of relationship with each other as characters so that when he came over, he'd just set up the cameras. He'd just put the cameras up and go, great, let's just shoot it. Everything worked. Everybody got along. The script was wonderful. Great friendships that are lasting and everlasting.
Do you have any favorite TV shows that influenced you?
I grew up on a little farm in Arcadia, Nebraska. I was riding horses and training horses. That was, you know, my life. We didn't have TV. We didn't have TV in Arcadia, Nebraska until much later than the rest of the country got it. The first thing that came through that my grandfather's little TV that it barely worked in, you know, was wrestling and boxing. So that's what I first watched. But we had one little theater in this tiny town of 300 people called the Gaiety Theater. And I would go to the matinees, and then I would sneak into the bathroom and hide. And then I'd come back in and watch the movie again. I didn't have a lot of supervision.
Any special memories?
When you work as an actor and you work on television and film, you have to make an instant connection with people. And sometimes it's with people who you really admire, and you're basically speechless. Working with Angela Lansbury was like a dream come true. So easy and stimulating, and the confidence that she shows in you when you work with her, it gives you that freedom to be creative. In L.A., this was early on, way back when, I was working with kids, and I had to do a workshop in outside of L.A., and my car, I'd had a car accident. I was driving what you call a rent-a-wreck. It was a company, and I had to go out and do a mime workshop with kids in schools, and several schools would come together. And I got the audition for Neil Simon's California Suite, and it was something like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I was doing the morning things, but it's a long drive. So I went out, did the mime thing, and put the makeup on with the kids, did the whole thing, got in a car, so I still have most of the makeup on, right? And I'm driving this rent-a-wreck, and I hear a traffic behind me. I'm being pulled over. So I pulled over, and this policeman got out, and he came up the thing, and he said, how fast do you think you were going? I said, I've got this audition with Neil Simon for a brand new Broadway play. He said, go ahead and get that job. He did not give me a ticket. So I'm in the car, and I try to drive safely. I come running in, and I'm a little late, and there's somebody standing at the door, thank goodness, at the stage door. And I said, how do I get to the... He said, okay, just go. There's the staircase. So I ran to the staircase, and it was a circular staircase going down to the basement. And I slipped, because I'm trying to go too fast. And I fell on my behind, and I boom, 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 down the rest of the stairs. And my skirt comes up. I've got my makeup on. I get to the bottom of the stairs, and here comes Gene Sachs, the director, and Neil Simon, who is just to me like a god. And Neil said, you are my character for this play. You will be hearing from everybody soon.
Can we talk a bit about Laverne and Shirley?
I was an understudy. My first night watching the show after I got the job, the casting director came up to me and she said, hey, she said, you're not working tomorrow. Do you have rehearsal? And I said, I don't think so. I think it's the day after. She said,
would you work on a movie tomorrow? They said, yes, what do I do? What do I have to do? They finally called me in. And I got a line. I had to, Sidney Lumet was director, and he's walking out, and Alan King was in the scene. He was in the hospital. I was playing his nurse. He says, where's my nurse? I saw somebody in a nurse's uniform. And I stood up and I said, that's me. And he looked at my name tag and he said, hey, Cookie, come with me. He was so wonderful, such a great director. He had such energy. So he took me in the room and he said, before we went in the room, he said, can you talk? And I said, too much, they tell me. And he said, you're going to say you're too subtle. That's your line, you're too subtle. That was the casting, was the same casting that cast Laverne and Shirley. You know, it was the same studio, and they were the head of casting. And they were the ones that requested I read for Laverne and Shirley. Just from you're too subtle. Always say, I'll take that chance. I'm just going to say yes. And so that's the way I've lived my life and my career.
Thanks for listening. Check out other episodes of Nostalgia Stories at WGNRadio.com/AntennaTV. Or for video versions of this podcast, go to YouTube.com/AntennaTV.